Only a handful of lawmakers in the U.S. Senate have gone on record over Syria. One of them is Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy. He voted against authorizing military action in committee.
There both has to be a problem that needs to be solved and then a way to solve it. And that's why I struggle with this.
Other lawmakers may not ever have to cast a vote, as the administration is trying to get the United Nations to take control of Syria's chemical weapons. Connecticut Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says she's still undecided over whether she could support a bombing campaign.
Would I like to see a negotiated settlement, a political settlement? Absolutely, rather than moving forward with a military strike. But that's brand new. That's 24 hours, 48 hours old. There's lots of pieces in that. How are we prepared to deal with that?
As for what she's hearing back home, DeLauro says it's pretty clear voters are dubious about the U.S. entering another war.
They're very reluctant on a military strike.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal is also undecided. He says currently there remain too many unanswered questions.
Is our national interest and our national security imminently and directly threatened? Can this action be limited in scope and duration, including avoiding any troops on the ground? Can we muster and mobilize the international community?
Still other Democrats support a strike, like Long Island Congressman Steve Israel. He says the United States can't stand by as a dictator gasses his own people, in part because it could embolden other nations.
Should our response be to Bashar al-Assad and Iran and North Korea? No worries. No, our response should be you should worry. You should worry that when you contemplate the use of chemical weapons or use chemical weapons, that there will be an international response.
While the president has asked Congress to hold off on voting over military authorization, Israel says lawmakers still have a role to play as administration officials negotiate at the UN.
I hope that the response is diplomatic, but if diplomacy fails, I continue to believe that we should pursue other alternatives.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King agrees, but he has reservations.
I don't want to get in the way of the administration is what they're planning on doing, but it's something that certainly should be looked at. I mean, you have to be leery of Russia becoming getting more of a veto power or dominance in that region. But we'll see if it's real, if it's just a delaying tactic, if it's serious, and what the long-term implications are of giving Russia that kind of leverage.
And if it comes to a military strike, King says the president needs to think more broadly than the limited engagement his administration is proposing.
I do have concerns as to how strong the president's going to be on this. I think that we should carry out a concerted attack to degrade not just the chemical weapons capacity, but also the military capacity to the extent that it forces Syria into negotiations.
Connecticut Democratic Congressman John Larson remains undecided over using the U.S. military against the Syrian regime. But he says the U.N. route may provide a better outcome than missiles ever could.
Make your case before the Security Council. Let's get it to the Security Council. Let's take Russia up on its offer. Take them up on the fact that they're going to corral all the weapons, they're going to destroy them, and make them sign the accord. To do that, they would have to have a ceasefire. That would be an incredible outcome that would have only been achieved but for this president stepping in the way.
For now, many lawmakers on Capitol Hill are breathing a sigh of relief as the spotlight has been taken off them and turned on to the UN Security Council. But the president may come knocking on lawmakers' doors again in the near future. For WSHU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.